Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, for more than 150 years, has been a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. The last few weeks, we have considered God's call to His people. In today's reading from the prophet Isaiah, we again hear His invitation to buy and eat, without money and without price. The invitation by the servant to everyone who thirsts is to salvation's banquet, paid for by the servant, the Messiah. The covenant with King David was fulfilled in the person and work, the life and death of Jesus, the Messiah. We celebrate this in the hymn, Glorious Things of You Are Spoken.
A reading from the 55th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, true love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you.
Glorious things of thee,
glorious things of thee,
glorious things of thee,
glorious things of
thee are spoken.
Glorious things of thee,
glorious things of thee,
glorious things of thee,
glorious things
of thee.
Thou mayst smile and
Paul makes a transition from the covenant with God's chosen, the people of Israel, to the new Israel, which includes all people, Jew and Gentile. The closing sentence of our reading, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated," must be understood as the people of Israel, Jacob, and the people of Edom, Esau, or those who rejected the covenant.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the church in Rome, the 9th chapter. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said: about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told, "The older will serve the younger, as it is written, 'Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.'"
Today's Gospel reading continues Matthew's account of the ministry of Jesus. With other details provided by Mark and Luke, Jesus went to the area of Bethsaida, with many people from the villages gathering to see and hear him. He taught the people, and in his compassion healed their sick. Continuing in at least the temporal sense of the reading from Isaiah, he miraculously fed about 5,000 men, plus women and children. In a more sacramental sense, we reflect on this feeding with the hymn, "At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing."
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat. They said to him, We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, Bring them here to me. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. Please know that children of all ages are welcome in our worship services and are a blessing to us all. St. Peter Lutheran is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. If you have any questions about the church or activities, don't hesitate to call 574-896-2025. The opening of the new school year is being celebrated this evening at 6:30 with a special service in the church to which everyone is welcome. Principal Rhonda Reimers and the staff are excited to meet you. If you would like to enroll a child in the school for the new academic year, please call 574-896-5933. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you always seek the Lord throughout your life.